That's it. My girl makes me feel that way. Here we are. Welcome back here to the Mark Steiner Show. I don't know if she's listening, so there we are. We are about to talk to Baynard Woods, senior editor of the City Paper, and our weekly look at what's happening in the City Paper. Baynard, welcome back. How are you doing, my friend?
Doing great, Mark. How about you?
I'm good. So
another thing more often on the air.
I know, we do. I'm sorry we had to jam this so close to the end, but we had with Tyron West family and the killing issue and the murders. We just got really pushed back, so my apologies to you
no
at City Paper.
So no tell it on.
Well, I know we're going to have one of the things you wrote about in this piece was Will Hilton and his book Vanished. We're having him on the air November 7th here to talk about that.
Yeah, it's really a fascinating story, and it's a great resource that we have in Baltimore. That Will lives here. He writes for the New York Times Magazine, but grew up here in Baltimore. Did an internship at the Sun when he was in high school, and essentially quit going to school and just became a reporter.
Smart move.
That early back, and so has written for great places, but this book is spectacular, about a 60-year search to bring back, to find the missing men from World War II, of which I had no idea that there were, in the Pacific campaign alone, that there were 47,000 missing men that, you know, is the number of total casualties from Vietnam. So it's really a tremendous number of people, and Will's story really parallels the story of the people that he tells in the book and how they get obsessed with finding these people and bringing answers to families. And then Will himself got upset.
And he'll be here on November 7th. So let's talk about things we won't see on November 7th. The Two Sons Over Thebes, a piece you did. Talk about that.
Yeah, it's a really fascinating play at the Annex Theater. Alex Hacker, who wrote it, was a classic student. And so he translated and adapted Euripides' Bacchae, the last play that Euripides wrote. And it was produced posthumously. And it's really an amazing play. It's got Dan Deacon doing music for it, Matt Moss doing music. And as out of all tragedies, it really relies on the chorus as dance, and it's about tragedy. And so it's really one of the most fascinating plays and one of the most difficult to pull off. And they really did a great job with it, with and dancing that involves the audience. So it's a really fun night to go out to, a little bit of wine, Dionysus being the god of wine, some great music and really great performances. Ryan Kidwell did a spectacular job as Pentheus, the sort of main tragic character in it, and the chorus was really, really excellent.
I'm glad Annex Theater is still around doing the stuff they do, because they really do great work, and I'm glad the Ports of City Papers, you cover stuff in our theater community in Baltimore that other folks don't with some intensity, which is important. Talk a bit about, in a couple minutes we have left here, let's talk about the Mole Suit Choir.
Yeah, Mole Suit Choir is a fascinating band that have both the two members, Rupert Wondolowski, who the co-owner of Normal's Books. If you've ever been in there, you've probably seen him.
Yes, he's a great guy.
They've both been in the really avant-garde art scene for the last 25 years in Baltimore. Liz was in Lamb's Eat Ivy, which is a really spectacular band. And so they suddenly came together this last year when she started reading Rupert's poems and hearing them sung in her head, and eventually brought those to him. And so that it's really not what you would think of as, the closest thing I can think of is like the Holy Modal Rounders of weird folk from back in the 60s. That is, the lyrics are really skewed and off and really brilliant. And her voice is unlike anyone in town. She's from Alabama. A fascinating story. Grew up in a hotel called the Heart of Dixie, a motel, roadside motel. And you can still hear that in her voice. So it's got this really avant-garde and old-timey sound to it. And they have a release show for their album out on East Records that will be on November the 3rd. And that gives a sense of sort of how they're not your typical folk band. East normally does more noise and experimental and avant-garde type stuff. It's really involved in the High Zero Festival. And so they're really kind of coming out of that world, but with more traditional folk-sounding songs.
So we literally have a minute left, Baynard, in this segment. And let's close out with my dear old producer, Aaron Henkin, is part of this at Atomic Books.
Oh, yeah. So at Atomic Books, they just had, actually, they had last night. You're talking about the Chris Lamartina's movie?
Yes.
Yeah, so Chris Lamartina has a great movie out, WNUF. And, yeah, Aaron Henkin over at YPR Now, started as your producer, does the voice for many of the, they created, and so many Baltimore artists are involved, but they created fake commercials for this fake Halloween special done in old school, old VCR style, and Aaron uses his what we called a couple of years ago, the voice of God, to narrate some of the commercials.
Aaron's a great talent. I love him. So I want to thank you, Ben Wood, once again. This will be on our website to attach the city paper. Check out this issue of the city paper. You never want to miss an issue. Banner, thanks so much for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for having us again, Mark.
Remind you, the Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our producers are Mark Gunnery, Stephanie Marfronis. Our engineer is Andre Melton. Our intern is Tashera Smith. And to hear the show again, podcast our past shows, find out information about our guests, what they've been talking about, please visit us on the web at steinershow.org. You can also download and listen to all of our programs on iTunes. And for public radio, WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community, I'm Mark Steiner. Take care.